So Father Memo, Deacon Rob, Megan, Kate, all the many family and friends of our graduates, I just want to welcome everybody here on the eve of the graduation of our dear young people. As we now gather together in a beautiful way, in the center of our faith around the Holy Mass, and as we do so, let me just say on behalf of the parents and the staff and all the clergy here to our kids, I call you kids, but you're growing up, but you'll always be kids in our hearts. To the graduates, well done. Well done. Round of applause for our kids. Right? We are so proud of you for all of your hard work for all of these many years. Well done. And it's always bittersweet, as we say, because we're happy to see your hard work being rewarded by your graduation tomorrow. And also sad because you're going to go off on all your many different adventures. And so it's always hard, but rightly so. You're not meant to stay at Notre Dame forever. Just like your parents one day, even though we love you, get out of the house one day, right? You can't stay home with mom and dad all day. Same thing with Notre Dame. You can't stay with us. And if we do our job well as staff and teacher with that immense responsibility, we're called to kick you out of Notre Dame and to go out into the world. Tomorrow, you will be dressed in your gowns. And as we recall last year during our confirmation classes, I measured the significance of these gowns. Because, dear graduates, do you realize that you are the inheritors of a civilization? You have just received an education precisely as sons and daughters of a Western civilization. And the very gowns you will wear tomorrow is evocative of that truth. All right, you nerds in here. What is the oldest university in the entire world? Oldest university in the world. Does anybody know it? It's the University of Bologna, Northern Italy. Oldest university. Guess what year it was founded? 1088. Second oldest university in the world. University of Oxford in England, founded in 1096. Who invented the university system? Well, we did. Why is the university system born precisely out of the heart of the church? Because the University of Bologna, University of Oxford, and why you wear those gowns tomorrow, were universities attached to the church. Why is that significant? As sons and daughters of Western civilization, you are the inheritors of two cities, two poles that our civilization is built upon. Namely, first, Athens. What did the ancient Greeks provide to our civilization? The importance of the mind. Think of the huge names of Socrates, Plato, Aristotle, Ptolemy, Pythagoras. These names, these ancient Greeks, what they contributed to our civilization was that there is a truth to the universe. And our minds have the rational capacity and the ability to apprehend this truth. Second, the second city that our civilization is built upon is Jerusalem. This, my friends, this history, why your parents sacrificed you to attend a Catholic private institution, because sadly, you will not hear this history in any other place. What Jerusalem contributed to our civilization was a revelation of God. What you now will carry out into the world are precisely these two cities. The ability of the mind, why, if you look at the West, and we're blessed to be part of the United States of America, which is the strongest, most wealthiest civilization every country has ever been existed on earth. Do you realize that? Why? Because of the poles of these two cities. Go back to our very foundational documents of the Declaration of Independence, and we know this well, if you're nerds, especially of the history of our country. Remember this line: "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they're endowed by their Creator." Where does that come from? But precisely these two poles of our civilization. You see, the beauty and the genius of our civilization is that our human dignity is founded upon our being created in Genesis chapter 1, verse 27. And you know this well, that every single one of us is created in God's image and likeness. Well, what does that mean? Well, it means that every single person is equal before the law, irrespective of one's status or one's family, or how much money one makes, and hence the image of Lady Justice wearing a bandana around her eyes. Why? Because the pursuit of the principle that we are all equal before law, because of the human value. What makes us so strong and so powerful of a civilization is precisely because of the scientific method that arose from the university system. Hence the gowns that you wear tomorrow. Because understand this principle, and it's absolutely stunning for the first time, is that because that there was rationality to the universe, is that if we apply the scientific method to it, I can understand it. Why is that important? Why did Georges Lemaître, who coined the theory of the Big Bang, origin of the universe, or genealogy, Mendel, or these were all believers, because they understood this implication, that the more I studied the universe, the more I would know the Creator. Western civilization and the Catholic Church are intertwined, and why the two will always be inseparable. And even though our world wants to always try to forget it and put that aside, they cannot. And we are the inheritors of this civilization. And watch this next. This first reading today is the daily readings for this Mass. It wasn't chosen, but how perfect. Listen what Peter says, speaking. Now I want to speak to the graduates directly. Look what Peter does. "You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people of his own. Once you were no people, and now you are God's people. You had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy." You see, what Peter beautifully articulates here is the contribution of Christianity to civilization, is that our value is not rooted or granted by a government or a king or an emperor. No, it is God-given. And it cannot be erased by how much money we have or what job title or what car we drive. No. Or how you look. No. Our value is rooted because we are beloved sons and daughters, created by the Creator of the universe. We are His crowning achievement. And our government exists to protect it. And the church exists to proclaim. Now watch this next, and I'll end here. I urge you, as aliens and sojourners, to keep away from worldly desires. You see, what we contribute as Christians to the world, it reminds us of our heavenly homeland. That our happiness will never be found here on earth. It will never, no matter how much we achieve here or how big our houses become or how much money we make, all great things we've equipped you for to achieve, absolutely, achieve success, contribute to civilization, strive for greatness, absolutely. But remember, our true greatness is not rooted in anything of the world, but rather, the greatest riches will be found in heaven. Therefore, maintain good conduct among the Gentiles, so that they may observe your good works and glorify God. And so to you graduates, get out of here.